Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Truly. And that maybe there now is this opportunity to maximize something you weren't doing. It can't be a maybe. It has to be if you're ever going to have a chance at this. Because this might be it in terms of for you, your chance, these group of five schools that might have a chance to get in.
Yep.
This could be the last time because they're already trying to break off from you and tell you, you know, this is a different level. We don't want you in our big boy tournament. You're already hearing that sentiment all over.
Yep.
So if you're going to get, you know, called up into this and recognized as one, it feels like John now has to be the time once these, before these new TV contracts lock in for all these new conferences.
So yeah.
This is the window. It may be the last one and you can't miss.
Yeah,
Charles
right.
Huff is here to do that and he can fix it all. We're kind of putting a Zach Eady-like charge on Charles Huff saying, come fix everything. Fix basketball too. You'll get us in a different conference.
But yep.
That is the weight of the job.
Absolutely.
I mean, what is, you just win.
Absolutely. So, I mean, again, it's not a rivalry in the way it used to be. If we're lucky, one day it will be again. The ACC makes a lot of sense for Memphis.
That would be a true blessing.
So let's hope that it gets there. Really quickly, this is just, I got to say, this has just been on my heart, man, and I want to talk about it because I know this place and it means a lot to me and my family. Have you ever been to Charlie's Meat Market? You know what I'm talking about? It's there on Summer Avenue. And it's been there forever. It's just a meat market. It's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been closed. It's been closed since at some point this fall. And the Daily Memphis has a piece up today that from Charles Hogan, the owner, who says that we might be closed permanently. And he attributes it to a lot of things. You know, 60% of the market's business came from restaurants. Remaining 40% was retail shoppers. Both sides have declined in recent years. Beef price gone crazy, you know, just in the last, 12 months, man, we lived on Charlie's Meat Market. When I was growing up, like my mom, she always got steaks from Charlie's Meat Market and it was like, and why did she go to Charlie's Meat Market? Because it was affordable. Mm-hmm. It was the cheapest beef in town. And it's crazy. Like that I even know that, right. That I even know where we were getting our steaks, you know, it's like, it's a crazy thing. You just get them from Kroger. But she was always, my mom was always so proud that she would, you know, get the steaks from a meat market too. It wasn't just like you just buy them from the Kroger freezer.
Right, yeah.
She was like getting them from a real meat market, and she was proud of that as a single mom. And I have like really fond memories of, you know, when she would come home with the steaks from Charlie's Meat Market. And so, you know, I don't know if they're going to be back. I certainly hope that they are because, You know, I know there's a lot of people in the community that were probably just like us, you know, that shopped there and, you know, found some affordable steaks and burgers and everything else. But in the event that, you know, anybody hears this, I'm very thankful over the years for, you know, their existence and, you know, making some steaks affordable for families around Memphis, man.
Well said.
You know, because we, that was the only way we were going to do it, you know, back in those days. So I hope they find some business and are able to reopen. He says he's been referring customers to other locally owned meat markets around town. But Charlie's will always have a special place in my heart, you know, because I just remember when you got the steaks, you know, back in those days, man, it was a good day, you know, and we knew exactly where they were from, man. So I hope they can find a way to reopen here. All right, we'll come back. Part of the party is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Memphis Louisville, the rest of the season, and more. Stick around, J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome back. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN. The big news today that we've touched on, but probably good to revisit it, is the Grizzlies are in action tonight against the Utah Jazz. Ja Morant expected to play. Zach Edey, not. Going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks with a stress reaction in his left ankle that he had surgically repaired in the offseason. Quote from his agent, Mark Bartlestein of Priority Sports. This is a management plan to optimize Zach's long-term health in consultation with the Grizzlies and medical experts. Following this step, the short and long-term prognosis for Zach is excellent. He has averaged 16.5 points, 14 rebounds, 2.2 blocks over the last six games. The Grizz have won 7 of their last 9. He had surgery on that left ankle in June. He needed the procedure to repair and restabilize the ankle after he sprained it in offseason training. Missed the first 13 games of the year and obviously made his debut about a month ago. So he's been great this year. Obviously, the on-off splits are outrageous. It's like a difference of 18 points a game when he's on. They win. They win by an average of 18.6 points when he's on. They lose by 8 points a game when he is off. So obviously very drastic, and it's hard to, I mean, he, you know, look, it might be a little bit of that is noise. They've played a bunch of rat teams and that's probably been, you know, amplified, but it was just obvious they need him. I mean, they beat like the Mavs without him. That's the kind of teams that they would be able to, like, literally the bottom of the bottom,
yeah.
You know, and I don't know, I guess the Jazz would count towards that. They've been a mess, but at some point, you know, You're going to run into it, and it's going to be tough sled.
Even here's the thing, and hopefully it is. You know, Sain had me feeling a little bit better about it, and just in terms of, I mean, there can be a positive outcome. It doesn't necessarily have to be something that bothers him for the rest of his career. I would just say though that even if you did get past this left ankle issue, and it was the first one he rolled back in that summer league, then you had this surgery, and now you're having to revisit it. You know, there's no guarantee that the right one's going to hold up. John had mentioned he turned his right one once he got back from missing the summer league games.
Yep.
And it's that size. That's the part that's not going to change on Zach Edey, right? You're not getting Zach Edey down to 260.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden he's lighter on those feet, on those ankles, and so that's what you and I, you know, I don't think it's an overreaction. I don't think it's being overly concerned, because you had these concerns when you drafted him. Hopefully, though, because of how important he's shown himself to be, this is an extraordinary amount of caution. Like I said, I think right. The part that encouraged me the most, that what Sane was talking about, that, you know, he's talked about the soreness, and maybe this is just a dealing with coming back from the surgery that can go down and you get through it, right? That's the hope here, that it's, you know, this has already been fixed. And this is just a matter of dealing with this, but I'll take the caution, because we know how important he's going to be, not just for the franchise this year, but
that's
more
right.
Going forward.
I mean, that's the main thing, right?
For as long as you're severely, I mean, you're heavily invested in Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yep.
You need Zach Edey more.
Yep. That is exactly
the longer
right.
You're invested in Jaren. Now you decide to move Jaren, well, different story on how tied you are. I would say, even with Zach having shown the difference maker he can be, because John, I would just say that he could be a guy who has these issues yep. for the rest of his career. And so you have to ask yourself, can we tie ourselves, you know, to this formula?
Yep.
You know, especially when we've got a point guard who a lot of times isn't reliable in terms of availability.
Yes. I mean, look, it's a balance, and they know more than we do about it. But I would say, like, is there a chance that, you know, this management, it, like, will it really prevent? Is it really preventative? Like, can you say that it's preventative, or is this just one of those things where it's like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen? I mean, if he can't play right now, he can't play right now. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just worry, you know, how much. And I think Sain said it, like, if they were 20-5 right now, he's probably going. Yeah. So I guess if you can borrow a little bit against it in a season like this, where you're going to probably be a play-in team no matter what happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, we hope that they could be a 6 seed, but we kind of expected.
Well, and that was hoping Zach Edey would stay here the rest of the year, and that Ja Morant is in it and in it for the rest of the year when you hoped could you be that 6 seed. The likelihood is you are what you are, which is a play-in. And like you said, it kind of makes sense if that's all it's going to be.
Yep.
Than to try to nip this in the bud with Zach right now.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate because you were playing. You've won 7 of 9. You were playing well.
Yep.
Because of Edey's presence, it had helped you further establish roles for other guys, because you were now getting the spacing. Guys can actually see the vision. Cam knows what he's doing. You got KCP's accepted a bench role.
Yep.
You know, that's what had happened around Zach. You take that out now, you wonder if it's going to be closer to this kind of the spaceless mess. You know, Ja was so frustrated with, so we can't get any space. You know, can't hit shots, can't get space. I can't hit shots.
Yep.
Well, Edey was helping you create that space. And how's it going to be created now? Maybe, soon the return of Brandon Clark can help you with that. But it can only, that's the thing, is it's not going to be going from number 22 in defense to number 2, which is what Zach Edey provided
you. Exactly.
Brandon's not going to have that kind of impact.
I mean, I will say this.
But you need him, though.
You know, the injury is unfortunate, but, I mean, you talk about a number 10 pick. Like, they hit on Zach.
They hit if he's able to play.
Right.
You know, 65 and 70 game seasons. Yeah. But isn't this just like more, you know, if you got another one now. We just heard, you know, what was it? Restabilization. Thought it was kind of final there. And now you're here back on the same ankle. So,
yeah.
That's where you could. But yes, they absolutely hit if the guy can play. But we've seen stories of, you know, nice. These guys that. You've thought, okay, if he can just get out there, and they battled the injury issues forever.
That's true. I mean, you have to be available, and that's been the issue for everybody. It feels like at various points that they've brought in, except Cedric Howard. I mean, he's been out there every night. I mean, he's a rookie, but I don't take that for granted.
Yeah, he was a guy who came through shoulder injury concerns in college, right?
Jalen Wells, you know, they drafted him, and he's been a soldier. You know, so. I mean, they have gotten some guys that have not shown that. But, look, I do think that is going to be the risk you run. Any big man at that size is going to carry those liabilities. You know, I mean, Wimby's missed, and he's not even 300 pounds. I mean, he's not even close. I don't know if he's 200 pounds. But he's missed, you know, a month of the season now with the calf strain. Obviously, last year was sort of a freaky thing with the thrombosis. But, I mean, you look around the NBA, bro, you find me a big that has just crazy durability. I mean, I guess, honestly, Jokic is like the only one.
Yeah, he's amazing for how just how little time he misses.
Yeah, because Porzingis gets hurt all the time.
Because he's not, you don't look at him and say, man, that's a dude that's just in extremely great shape.
Right.
I mean, he's in good enough shape to get up and down that floor, but that's also to be out there every single night.
That is amazing.
You got to be pacing yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
This dude just, yeah, he's I can't think of, like, he's rarely injured.
The only games that I can remember that he missed off top were, like, for personal reasons, like with like the birth of his kid.
Right.
And that was last year in Memphis. I always try to go when he's in Memphis, you know, because I think he's just one of the greats. And when he was in Memphis this past meeting, he hit that friggin' flat-footed half quarter. It was unbelievable. And that pass, he just put on display. But yeah, it's just, I don't know how he does it, because. And maybe it's because he's not athletic and he doesn't jump.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
His game isn't predicated on athleticism.
He's low to the earth. Zach Randolph.
That's it. I mean, Edey isn't either, but you are playing at a speed where he's going to put.
Well, and he is a rim protector. So there is that part of it to his game.
Right.
You know, and rebounding. I mean, I guess Jokic does that as well. But I think he's more charged with, like, getting above the rim and finishing and blocking shots. So. I don't know, man. I'm not a doctor. I don't know this stuff. I don't know if it's just a freak thing that they're trying to manage. If, you know, they claim that the short and long-term prognosis is good, but would they tell us if it wasn't? I mean, 4 weeks is long. It's not like it's always going to be out for the next week. You know what I mean?
Those doctors can't point to a ton of 7'4", 300-something-pound guys that run around this league right now. That's the issue.
Exactly.
Right? It's not so much the care form or what the rehab is. It's can these guys at this size
play? I mean, he's the heaviest guy in the NBA
these days. Is he? I mean, what is Jokic weigh? I was wondering when we were talking about him, what his actual measurements
are. Well, you know, because he's listed at 284.
I mean, that dude got to be carrying around 300, right? Maybe not. Maybe he's 280, 285. But I've looked at him and think that, you know, he might be heavier than Zach Edey.
Yeah. The heaviest players are Zach Edey is 305 pounds.
So that's, yeah, I'm basketball reference.
He's the only 300 pounder in the NBA. Yusuf Nurkic is closest at 290, who plays for the Jazz.
Okay.
Zion is 284. Brooke Lopez 282. Klingon 280. Embiid 280. I mean, you don't even have a lot of 250 pounders, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying.
So
back to your question: how can doctors know? You know,
right?
Especially when you've got so many, you just don't see guys like him running around this league.
That's right.
And playing 82 games a year for 10-plus seasons.
Would you have guessed it if I told you? I bet you would have, because you've made cracks about it, that Jock is a top 25 heaviest player in the NBA. He's 255 listed.
I didn't say anything about Jock's weight.
Well, you said, you know, you compared him to like a out-of-shape somebody. I can't remember who you called him.
I called him Zach Edey Light, I think, is what we were talking about.
I got to find it, man. You called him I don't remember who you compared him to, but he's top 25 as well. They got the heaviest player in the NBA in Zach Edey and a top 25 guy in Jock Leno. But amazingly,
what does Zubac weigh?
He's
seven
up here.
Footer, isn't
he's
he?
Up here. Yeah, he is.
I didn't hear his name. Is he? He's not skinny.
I haven't found.
I got a 240, so he's. I'm looking at 240 now. So you were higher. You had Zion weighed more than that. So.
All right, I'm just curious. Throw me some other guys that you think are heavy. Go.
I don't know anymore. I think you've named most of them.
You know they.
Gobert is going to weigh 250 just because he's 7 foot whatever, right? At least 250.
Right. Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
But fat guys, larger dudes. Once Miles Turner might be a little thicker these days in his career.
They list Naz Reid at 264. There's no way.
Not now in his career.
Naz Reid, 264? I did not. Isn't he like a long, lanky guy?
You think that's okay?
I feel like 264 feels light or heavy to me for a guy like Naz Reid. Maybe I'm wrong. Vucevic 260. I believe that he's a sturdy guy.
Yeah, Nas only six. He's 6'9" too. He's not. We're not talking 7 foot plus on Naz Reid.
Yeah, I don't think I would have said 264. I would have said like 230 maybe tops on Naz Reid. But you know, that's
he's kind of thick for 6'9".
Anthony Davis is 250, 253. You know, maybe that was 240 in L.A. Now it's 253 in Dallas. So anyway, yeah, that's the problem.
Zach's ankles be struggling.
They struggle. 300 pounds, man. It's hard.
We're trying to hold you up.
It's hard to keep up 300 pounds, obviously. So,
and you're out here trying to rebound everything.
That's
you're trying to be the center of the Grizzlies' defense. This is tough on our.
Yep.
It's tough on us.
And they're holding on for dear life. They're holding on for dear life, man. No doubt about it. All right, we'll come back. Part of the pod is going to join us. Big game for the Tigers tomorrow on the road at Louisville. We'll talk to them about that. The season, the net rating, how much it can improve. And more. Stick around. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Part of the podcast covers the Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. He's going to be on his way to Louisville for a nice nationally televised matchup tomorrow against Louisville. He joins us now. Parth, you're about to get your first taste of what I believe is really the historically greatest rivalry in Memphis program history. Are you excited?
Man, I'm pumped. I've been pumped all week. I've never experienced this one. I've never even seen a Memphis-Louisville game. You know, they've only played five times, I think, since, 2005. So, yeah, first real taste, in-person, ESPN-televised game. I'm pumped.
You have seen the Darius Washington free-throw game, though, right?
I've seen, like, the ending. Yeah, I've seen the highlights and the missed free throws on YouTube. But
Not many highlights, I would say. It's more
yeah, low-light. Correct. Well, lowlights, highlights, whatever you want to call those.
I think it's probably like the second most heartbreaking moment in program history, right? Like on the court. I mean, there's been
second, really.
I mean, I mean just that like it
losing to Kansas and that.
Yeah, I mean that.
No, I mean, know it's not number one, but I'm surprised you're putting. Wow,
lost to two, UCLA. Okay. I mean, but you probably knew going in that game.
You were
but still,
dog,
you were
yeah.
in the championship game. That's probably got to be over Darius Washington.
I mean, that maybe because of the stakes, but I'm just saying the imagery of.
Well, yes,
of
I mean, it was heartbreaking.
Darius Washington at the free throw line and pulling the jersey over his head and just collapsing
collapse
to
on the
court.
Floor.
Yeah, I mean,
inconsolable.
Need to throw the turnaround.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just really, it was a very human sequence because he makes that, he drills the first free throw, winks at the bench, points to the bench, thinks he's going to drill all, and then he just misses both. Oh, my
God. And then misses both, yeah.
Excruciating. Yeah, tough. So, but five times since 2005. See, that's why, like, you know, that's my only memory of the game, of the series, is the Darius Washington. I remember watching that one. But I don't,
even for you, that's it. That's all you recall.
Yeah, you know, Josh had, you know, there were a couple of games they played.
They beat them twice. They those were packed twice, games. Yeah. I don't know why you wiped those from memory. They were actually pretty
Yeah, I don't know either. I just, they didn't.
And they were wins.
Resonate with me for whatever reason.
Strangely.
Yeah.
But Memphis
Josh
did beat
them twice, and then Tubby beat them once, too.
I didn't realize Tubby won the neutral site game that we've been
in
talking
Madison
about.
Madison Square Garden. Yes, sir. About 2017, December 2017.
See, y'all never should have moved. Yeah, see? Y'all, and y'all ran Tubby off. He was making progress, clearly.
Well, Louisville was in that intermediate. You
they
know,
were
that was
in between right there. Yeah, I'm messing with
Louisville won that game.
Parth, did you write that Memphis won that?
I'm tripping. No, Louisville won that game. I'm sorry. I'm looking at it right now. Louisville won that game by 9. I apologize. I read that backwards.
Parth just changed history.
Yeah.
If Tubby had won that game, he'd still be the coach.
Tubby says thank you.
That is true. Tubby, yes. No, Tubby did not beat.
Retirement home.
Yeah, but I'm he is certainly glad to add one more win to the record.
Parth gave me another one.
I apologize. No, I messed that one up.
But no, I'm excited. I think it'll be a you know, I did see from Pat Kelsey that it's going to be a single digit temperature in Louisville this weekend. So he's imploring fans to, hey, don't worry about the temps, come on out. But it's going to be a raucous atmosphere. There's no question about that. Jason and I've been talking about it. Obviously, a win is the best case scenario, but isn't there still value in for Memphis to go up there and just keep it, you know, keep it close, keep within single digits from a net rating perspective?
Yeah, definitely from a metric perspective, from a, you know, net rating, KenPom, Bartorvik standpoint, you know, what KenPom's got it as an 86-73, right? Louisville win. I think we're going to see a much more competitive basketball game than that. And I wouldn't have said that like 2 weeks ago, even after the Bahamas, because I don't think the Tigers looked great against Southern Illinois or New Orleans, for that matter. But they showed something against Baylor, you know, against a Baylor offense that's pretty explosive, pretty potent, especially in the last 10 minutes where they just kind of, like you said, John, turned that water off on them, right? Like they allowed 3 field goals in the final 10 minutes against Baylor. I think we're going to see a single-digit game, and I think that would not only help metrics but also help team morale. You know, when you're coming back home and hosting Vanderbilt, and, you know, traveling to Mississippi State, even though Mississippi State's been god-awful, it's still a, you know, SEC team there. So carrying that some of that momentum from a close loss even could help close out non-conference play strong.
I wondered from that Baylor game, Parth, and I wonder where you're at. I mean, it's got to get consistent, but I wondered from that performance if Zach Davis, who we all expected big things from in terms of you're coming down a level, right? You're coming down from the SEC. If what he did – That what double in that game was huge for you in a lot of ways. If what he did can make him a, frankly, Parth, I'd never looked at him this way, but maybe he's one of your two, you know, one or two most important guys if he can replicate or even come close to what he did against Baylor. I don't know. How important is Zach Davis in getting that from? I have higher hopes for that, Parth, than I do for Aaron Bradshaw replicating what he did.
Oh, I think he's huge, and you're right. Like, I feel like a lot of us, you know, we thought he'd be a good player, but we thought he'd just kind of, you know, play that defensive anchor, you know, best on-ball defender role. Yep. But when we talked about first, second, third options, it was like, what, Doug McDaniel, Sincere Parker.
Exactly.
Maybe, you know, if we, before season started, we thought, you know, Aaron Bradshaw might pop, and he might be, you know, a second or third option. I don't know. But Zachary Davis was not really a guy that was mentioned in that echelon, especially offensively. But man, last 5 games he scored in double digits, and like you said, that game against Baylor, 23-13, both career highs, you know, for a fourth year senior. That's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, again, you know, it's interesting, we were talking about like at large possibilities here, remote, no question about it. So let me start there.
For sure.
Extremely remote, or as my daughter would say, marote. That's her thing. When she needs to change the channel, she says, "Where's the marote?" But marote as it may be, if Memphis can find a way to win on Saturday, if they can beat Vandy at home, which we know they can beat good teams at home, and then beat Mississippi State, and then beat Alabama State, you're going to be 8-4. I do think they'd be an at-large team at 8-4, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, 8-4 with the only really, I guess we got to see how Ole Miss, you know, fares and how Wake Forest fares. Those are teams that are in like what, the 40s and 50s, right, in most metrics. But the only
clearly bad loss that's not going to probably improve much is that UNLV loss, and that was just bad, right? You got, you know, played off your home floor there by a UNLV team missing three starters. But, yeah, I mean, even if you don't – if you're Memphis and you don't win both Louisville and Vanderbilt, you can get one of those. Obviously, the Louisville one on the road would be more more valuable, I think. But I think even one of those could get you, you know, in that bubble conversation, don't you think?
I mean, bubble maybe. But, you know, the problem is you just you don't have any – you have one game left, basically, at Utah State that will – I mean, I guess maybe the conference –
will get you off the bubble, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As of today, there are more opportunities in the American than there used to be, at least as recently as last year. It's just hard to know, will those hold up by the time we get to January and February? Like, will Wichita and Kansas be 70 South Florida. Will Wichita and South Florida be 73 and 74? Will Tulsa be 46? You know, like, that's the problem. If that happens, then, you know, maybe there is a path to still clawing it back, you know, by the end of the year. But unless and until that does, I think it's still going to be too tough for them to get over the hump if they don't. You know, honestly, you know, go at least 3-1 here would be where I'm at.
No, for sure. That's what I guess that's what I'm saying. 3-1 with, you know, the Alabama State, Mississippi State being, right. You know, you can't have those be losses. And then right. Obviously you split Louisville, Vanderbilt, and maybe you have a chance, outside chance of being in bubble conversations.
Parth, you wrote about how good this team is from the perimeter with all the guards that they can throw at you. If there's, in terms of looking at this matchup, if there's somewhere where Memphis can attack or if this team does have a weakness, in your eyes, is there a place? Is there a weak point?
Yeah, I mean, they got shooters everywhere, right? Like, they're designed with, you know, Mikel Brown Jr., 5-star freshman guard, as the focal point and just shooting all around him up and down that roster. But I think in terms of size, they got a little bit of that too, but that's not an area where they're overwhelmingly dominant, I guess, you know, in terms of their front court. Although they do rebound the ball really well. There's that. Mikel Brown is shooting, I think, like 25.8% from three. So, you know, to let him shoot, like, let him beat you right from the outside,
yep.
Instead of having him facilitate and get other guys involved early, I think that's an opportunity there. But it's going to be tough, especially if Memphis is not hitting shots.
Yeah. Around the American, like, Tulsa sitting there at 46 at the net. Is that real? I mean, are they, like, I know they're gaming the system in terms of, you know, playing bad teams, but are they actually improved? Is it, do we know? Is there any way to tell?
I think it's too early to tell. They've played no one, man. Like, they're 7-1 with four of their wins being in quad four, right?
Right.
They've played zero quad one games, and in quad two, they've only had two games, and they're 1-1 in that quadrant. So yeah, I think, you know, they're beating the brakes off of really, really bad teams to boost some of those numbers. And we see this with the net a lot. Like, whereas KenPom and Bartorvik and other, you know, Evan Mia, whatever you want to use for,
yeah,
advanced analytics, they kind of reflect more of a, you know, realistic, right? Like, even they reflect reality closer, I think, this time of year than the net does. And then we'll see the net kind of meet those metrics halfway, so to speak, come January, February.
Yeah, I mean, South Florida, I mean, they did finally get a decent win against Utah State at home, but they barely held on yesterday against Charleston at home as 15-point favorites. I don't know how much of them you have watched, but obviously, you know, we know Brian Hodgson brought most of those guys over, at least the best parts of it. Like, do they look like a good team to you? It's been a slow start on the whole. I mean, they're just sitting here at 6-4. You know, they've lost to Colorado State. They lost to VCU. They had to go to OT with Western Kentucky. Like, it's been a struggle for them too.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, in terms of really, really bad losses, they don't really have one, right? I guess you can – George Washington, which is 81st in KenPom.
Yeah.
They lost to George Washington on a neutral site by four. That's their one ugly loss. But, you know, Oklahoma State, VC were both top 50 teams in both metrics – you know, in most metrics. And at least at Oklahoma State, they kept it close. I believe a true road game there.
Yeah.
And then Colorado State, they got blown out. So, you're right. It's been a slow start compared to what we were seeing in the preseason with, you know, them being – you know, everybody's kind of darling, right? Like, Brian Hodgson reviving this program and, you know, winning the American and being the favorite to do so. Not in the coaches' poll, but certainly in most media polls.
How confident is that staff in terms of what it's doing with Aaron Bradshaw, that it can continue to get a better version or a version like the one because it was almost night and day, Parth. He, you know, we talked. It's looked like Bradshaw's had balance issues sometimes, just standing up straighter, you know, getting pushed off his point.
Yeah.
It looked different against Baylor. What have they said in terms of what they're doing and what they hope to continue to pull out of him?
Yeah, I think with him, it's pretty obvious. I think most of us kind of realize this. Like, it's never been a talent or skill issue. It's been all between the ears, right? Like, in terms of that kind of want to, that desire, that just him, is he engaged? Is he locked in? And, you know, we talked to Penny about that yesterday, and it sounds like, you know, he's been pretty level-headed, right? Like, despite having these past two games go his way, he isn't riding that wave too high, and he isn't obviously going the other direction either. He's been showing that kind of effort that Penny's demanded of him behind the curtain too, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, Parth, enjoy it, man. I don't know what there is to do in Louisville. I don't think it's going to be quite like your trip to the Baja Mar.
But they'll all be at the Yum Center. Everybody.
One of my buddies from college is a big Cardinals fan, so him and his family are coming up. So hopefully I'll be linking up with him sometime after covering that game tomorrow.
I remember going when the Yum Center opened. There was a game that I think Patino was still coaching there, actually. And I remember it being like, damn, this is a really nice big arena.
That thing, when it's 20,000 plus, like Parth is finna see.
Yeah.
And that's what it was that year, Parth, where Memphis beat him twice. I'm glad you're getting that experience. That ain't the pavilion that you're about to go to when that thing's 20,000 plus. They feel like they're coming down when Louisville's on a run. Like, they're coming down on you. It gets so loud in there. So
I wish it was in Freedom Hall, you know, still, just to, like, get that old-timey rivalry feeling back. But, if that place is jumping and packed at 22,000, it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, enjoy it, man. We'll be reading and following along, brother. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it.
He is Parth Upadhyay, covers the Tiger basketball program for the Daily Memphian. Yeah. I mean, they get a lot of concerts up there too, at the Yum Center.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they've had I pulled it up. I'm just looking at it. Like, they've had Billie Eilish, Elton John, and then just the last 3 years, Morgan Wallen, Travis Scott, Bad Bunny, who's doing the Super Bowl, Lil Wayne. Like, how do we get concerts like that? Golly. I mean, is Louisville that much?
Well, remember, was Drake, the production issues or whatever it was? Maybe there's something about the Yum Center in terms of getting in and out of it that
maybe
makes it a little easier to do. And
golly,
ticket sales, stronger there. I don't know. Like you said, you'd think they were decently, you know, similar facilities.
Right, because, I mean, Louisville is close enough to Kentucky, or to Nashville, isn't it? Like, it's not that far. Is it any further from Nashville than Memphis is? Yeah. I couldn't imagine it's that much. So it's like people are still like saying, hey, we have to stop in Louisville. We have to make sure we stop in Louisville. Maybe it's just on the way down to Nashville, but I don't know, man. The acts they've got at that place are better than I would have suspected, to be quite honest with you. And they've also had, it's been a while, but they've also had some random NBA preseason games there.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville's long wanted an NBA team. Seems like they'll never really get one.
Nah.
But that's where the Tigers will be tomorrow, 2:30. I believe it's on ESPN.
Yeah.
So.
Opportunity.
Opportunity for sure. You know, go down memory lane if that's your thing.
They'll do it. ESPN will do plenty of that.
There's a lot of material.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of material. There's no doubt. All right, we'll come back, wrap this thing up on a Friday. J&J, 90.9 FM.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holidays are here. Make sure you add some sparkle to those holidays with Robert Irwin Jewelers. Doesn't matter what it is. If you're just celebrating an engagement, you want to make the holidays unforgettable. Howie's got some for you in the showcase, like the 5-carat lab-grown diamond band. Bow, 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 bow. That's what that thing is doing. It is gleaming. 5-carat lab-grown, 3-row diamond band for just $19.99. Got lots of options if it's time to pop that question. You can choose from handcrafted engagement rings and some of the best and most unique styles that she's going to love. Get over to see Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers today.
Yeah, I've done it enough times now to know that, you know, it's always nice when you get something for yourself from Howie, which I've done. But the best part is the smile that you're going to get, that you're going to see, from the recipient of the gift. Howie always knows what he's doing in terms of getting you the perfect gift for that special someone. If it's an engagement ring, to get the yes. If it's the perfect Christmas gift, if it's the perfect birthday gift, he knows what it is. He and his family have been doing this for 40 plus years. They're experts, and there's a real truth to what they're doing. They know that if you have a good shopping experience, the best shopping experience, jewelry shopping experience of your life, well, the odds are that you're going to come back, and that's how he becomes your jeweler for life. He's certainly become mine. He can become yours, too, and he's got all of the payment options as well, 12 months interest-free financing, or he can take up to 60 months to pay. Just know you're going to be comfortable. You're not breaking the bank. Open Sundays through Christmas. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They're online at rijewelers.com.
All right, we're back. Jay and Jay, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I'll be interested to see when the, I don't have the window or the timeline in front of me, but like when the transfers start rolling in for old Charles Huff, right? Let's start to see how many come from Southern Miss. I mean, I haven't really done a deep dive on their roster. I just know that the quarterback is gone because he's graduating. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't really look at the other skill position. I guess like if you'd like to bring Jeffrey Pittman, if he's got eligibility, he's their leading rusher with 640 yards, I should say. He's a junior, so you probably bring him, right?
Mm-hmm.
146 carries, 640 yards, 8 touchdowns. Probably bring him along for the ride.
He'll be in the room, and you'll see what else you can go get. That linebacker, though, I've got to learn his name. Everybody's talked about this linebacker he's going to be bringing.
Yeah. The leading receiver is a senior. The both leading receivers are seniors. So maybe you bring the third leading receiver who's a junior, and he becomes your one. And then, yeah, you're talking about Chris Jones,
who was a sophomore.
There you go.
That's the guy. That's the guy right there, man, because he had 127 tackles
last
year.
There you go. Let's sign him up. He's getting some. He's getting some NIL.
I mean, both your linebackers are your leading tacklers, Chris Jones and Michael Montgomery, both a sophomore to junior.
This 4-2-5 we about to run.
It's just about 5 hours north up the road. It ain't far, man. It ain't a far drive. Come on up, man. We'll see you soon, Chris and Mike. It's gonna do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Parthi Podiak for joining us on the show. Thanks to Anthony Sain as well. Jeffrey and company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free. Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.